Hi folks, this is Pastor Jeff, one of the Bible teachers at Life Point Church, and this week I happen to be filling in for Pastor Corey at the Plain City campus. And by now, most of you know the teaching for the week. It's taken out of Exodus 35. It's a story about Bezalel and Aholiab. And the scriptures taught us that they were filled with the Spirit of God so that they could do incredible feats constructing the tabernacle. And yet this Strivecast, it may be more about how to read the Bible as opposed to another teaching soundbite. And the reason I say this is what I discovered is the story about Bezalel and Aholiab. It's in the book of Exodus twice. Seriously, check it out for yourself. Yes, it's found in Exodus chapter 35, but if you turn back four chapters to Exodus 31, verses 1 through 6, you can see for yourself, and it's nearly a carbon copy. Same two characters, identical mention of being filled with the Spirit of God for the construction of the tabernacle. And so, the first thing that I had to ask myself, being a student of Scripture, is why? Why is this story in here two times? Obviously, it's not a scribal error. And my theory is the second mention found in Exodus 35, which was the text we taught from Sunday, it's a reboot. It's a do-over, so to speak. And after studying the Bible for years, I've come to learn that when you have two mirror texts like these in Exodus 31 and Exodus 35, well, the money's in the middle. It's just like an Oreo cookie. You know, the kid will eat the middle of an Oreo first and leave the chocolate cookie outside for last. Well, I'll let you find out what's in the middle, but hint, hint, it has to do with Israel's darkest sin as a nation and Moses' intercession on their behalf, along with a new covenant being established, then a Sabbath reminder, and then we have the Bezalel Aholiab reboot as construction again resumes on the tabernacle. And at Plain City on Sunday, what we did is we linked all of this to our foundation story that we find in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And then we linked it to Jesus as being the new Adam and the new Moses in the Gospels, and how that Jesus is our mediator, and how that we have access to God through Jesus, and how as redeemed Christians, now we can get on with bringing God's kingdom on earth like Bezalel and Aholiab did. So reading the Bible in bits and pieces, what it can lead to, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but when we read it in bits and pieces, it can lead to abstract applications, especially when we come to it like it's a moral handbook. And we can make our personal ministries feel very task-oriented rather than them being an outpouring of who we are. And knowing who we are and where we fit into the meta-story of the Bible, it can only come when we sit down and read the Bible in chunks. Seriously, getting a large pot of coffee or a large pot of tea and reading 10 chapters at a time, or reading whole epistles of Paul in one setting, or taking the four Gospels and reading through them in a couple weeks. And when we read like this, in larger chunks, our identity and personal ministry, it's found in the story, not in the sound bites of Scripture. And if it wasn't for my great study Bible being chocked full of footnotes and chain references, well, I would have accepted the fact that Exodus' 35 account of Bezalel and Aholiab, their story, that was the original, not the parenthetical bookend with so much filling in between. And I hope you have time to dig into Exodus, especially chapters 25 through 35, 11 chapters, and enjoy how it hyperlinks back to Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. Trust me, if you dig into these 11 chapters, and I know it's a lot of material, but you'll see how that the biblical authors have tied it brilliantly to the creation story, how the tabernacle is a microcosm of Eden, and God breathes his breath into the two humans who are charged with working and tending the garden. Sound familiar? It's Bezalel and Aholiab all over. And then in Genesis 3, something goes horribly wrong. We know that Adam and Eve sins, and it ends with their being exiled from Eden. And in Exodus chapter 32, Israel has their Adam and Eve moment, committing the grievous sin of the golden calf story. Well, I could go on, and I did when I was in Plain City, but you guys get the picture. So I hope you have a great week. I hope that you have plenty of time to just dig into your Bibles, dig into the Word of God, and be the genuine humans that the Spirit-filled and Spirit-led people that can bring the kingdom on earth today as it is in heaven. So this is Pastor Jeff saying so long.